everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and that is some good country music right there. We are live down in Ypsilanti at the Corner Brewery.
Yeah, just south of Utica.
Right. Part of the Arbor Brewing Company. This is one of their two locations, soon to be three as they open the one in India. But making some great beer here and having some great barbecue. If you're just tuning in, we just you just missed Sean Cool from Red Rocks Barbecue throwing down some great food down here.
I just tried the beans.
How were they?
Texas. They're cowboy beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great recipe. Those are like Rob makes. That's Rob's style of bean.
They're almost pasty. Now, and paste is not a bad word, but they're thick.
Yeah.
It's not a watery sauce at all. If you put that on your fork, it'll pile up.
Pinto beans will fall off. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. Fantastic. Nice flavor profile. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Olympics and sports that are no longer in the Olympics. Did a little research on that and was kind of shocked to find some of the sports that we've gotten rid of. It wasn't too long ago they got rid of baseball.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I guess it's America's game, and that's it. It doesn't play around the world or what?
It actually is, but just, you know, it's too American, so... You know, I think it's another shot across our bow. Got rid of softball.
Right. Okay. I mean, that's a pastime. There isn't a lot of...
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not. Tandem biking. I saw some films of some tandem biking races. That looked really cool. I mean, that had to be tough, but these guys, it was old pictures and old film footage of guys, and they had, like, their striped bathing suits or something on with the sleeves, you know?
Right.
And the handlebar mustaches, and they were just pedaling away. Big, burly guys. You guys on a bicycle built for two.
Right.
The guy in the back, I feel sorry for him because, you know, about 20 miles into it, the guy up front's got some...
Hey, the view never changes if you're the guy behind him.
Yeah. I could only... Even going to go there. But here's the one I was really sad to hear that went away, Tug of War.
Tug of War?
We didn't play that.
Right. I grew up doing that. You know,
love Tug of War.
We could put a team together here. We got Chaz as an anchor, and we could do some tugging, I'm telling you right now, the group we got here. We should field a team, but they don't have it anymore. You know, the one that doesn't surprise me is gunfighting, because every Olympic athlete has to practice. And, you know, if you're practicing gunfighting, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. Sooner or later, you've only got the good ones left and you got nobody to practice with, so I can see where, you know, gunfighting, it went away.
I don't know. I kind of think it's cool. It goes back with our other conversation.
But anyway,
they're even taking gunfighting away. What's next, for crying out loud? I wanted to talk about three ways to clean your grill. And, you know, as you alluded to earlier, this kind of weather and you're leaving stuff on there. I know sometimes I'll forget to clean my smoker. I'll pull a bunch of butts off, and then I'll go back a day or two later, and it's like, ew, boy, it's really... a disgusting bacteria mess. You've got, you know, meats and proteins and oils and fat and bugs, flies end up in there. So it's a real good idea to, actually the best time to clean it's right after you use it when it's hot.
Exactly.
And instead of a brush, sometimes I like using one of these scrubbies on a stick. It looks like a grill brush, but it's got like a metal Brillo pad kind of deal on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice because there's no wire brushing going on. You don't take the chance of little pieces of wire getting stuck on your grate, because with a grill brush, you got to be really careful. Again, this is happening all the time now. People are using grill brushes, and one little wire will stay on there. It'll go into a piece of meat, and the next thing you know, grandpa's down at the ER, and they don't know what's wrong, and they're taking x-ray after x-ray. That little piece of wire is hard to pick up.
Yeah, that ruined your last party, didn't it?
That's worse than diverticulosis right there.
Right.
That's
or litis.
Major puncture.
Right.
Yeah, in the intestines.
But anyway, that's one way. What are a couple other ways that you can clean a grill?
A grill brick. Grill brick is awesome because it looks kind of like a brick for some reason.
Aptly named.
It's made out of pumice. So when you use a grill brick, what I like about a grill brick is when you put it across your grates, it'll actually wear down and kind of match the grill. grate, and it ultimately gets in between nicely. What you do want to remember is if you are using a grill brick, make sure you take an oily rag or at least a brush and brush that pumice off, or you're going to have some gritty steaks or chicken breasts next time.
After you've cleaned it.
Yeah. So brush it off and then oil it right away with some basic vegetable oil, some cheap vegetable oil. Don't use motor oil.
Yeah, I was walking around the mall last week with the wife, and we came upon a...
The Williams wife?
Yes.
You said the wife.
I did.
Really?
My wife.
Judy.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. But anyway, we went into a store, and they were selling those Grill Daddies brushes, and they're pretty nice because what that does is that you do it again when the grill is hot, but it'll put water on the grill in, like through the brush, so you're actually steam cleaning the grates as well. That's a little bit pricier item. Those are like $49.95, but
they work really
nice. They work really good, and they're you get an extra set of brushes with them, so they last a long time too.
Very cool. I'd get the Grand Grill Daddy if I was going to get one that's got the aluminum body on it.
Right. Lasts a little longer.
Well, you know, I'm using the Tech, and that thing is like 980 degrees after I shut it off for about 5 or 10 minutes. So the plastic ones don't stand much
of a chance. Yeah, don't stand much of a chance. But the moral of the story is there, keep your grill clean, because this time of year, especially when we're bumping up against these 100-degree days, a lot of bacteria can grow. And the last thing you want to do is get out on your back deck, grill for somebody, and then they walk away with a bellyache or whatever else is going on because you didn't have a clean grill.
Yeah, well, and if all else fails, just loosely wad up a piece of aluminum foil, a nice big wad of aluminum foil. Don't pack it real tight, but just make kind of a big ball out of it and take that and smash it down onto your grill and scrub back and forth with that. Actually, you're about the best grill brush you'll ever get. Aluminum foil. Who came up with that?
And it's easy.
What's a guy named Reynolds or something like that?
Yeah, it could have been.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah, he made some bucks doing that.
I don't envy him for that.
Yeah. What did you cook this week, Bob? Did you get out in your backyard and do any grilling?
No, man, dude. I was golfing all week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I did, and had some friends over, and we did the lamb chops that I like to do. It's worth mentioning again. Marinated them in some olive oil, some EVOO, plastic pan. You always want to marinate meat in a plastic pan or glass. Don't ever use metal. I don't know the science or the chemistry behind that, but a metal tin that you marinate in never seems to work. There's an issue with that. There's a reaction. I did it in plastic, marinated them overnight with some olive oil, crushed up some cloves of garlic in there, put a little oregano and a little thyme, put them in the fridge and let them soak in that oil for about 24 hours, took them out, got the grill really hot, and seared them for about a minute or two on each side, and they're like a little lolly chop. You know, I got the lamb chops with the bones, the rib bones left on them, Frenched, they call those. And you cut those off in little pieces, and, oh, man, they're a little pricey, but, wow, what a delicacy. They're just fabulous.
Yeah, if you're in the Grand Rapids market and you need a new grill right now, Garrett's Appliance has all their grills on sale. They have a beautiful selection. They're over on 29th Street in Kentland Cascade. And, of course, their main store is in Granville or Wyoming. I don't know what the city limit is. Probably still Wyoming there.
Right.
Right on 28th Street.
Yep.
And they have got a beautiful selection of grills. Good guys. You know, they're a sponsor of the show, but they're just truly nice guys in the grill business. Good resource. They got all the sauces and rubs and... yeah, good time to get a grill.
Yeah, we're live down at the Arbor Brewing. Actually, we're at the Corner Bar, the location number 2 of Arbor Brewing, down in Ypsilanti. We're down here for the Summer Beer Fest. If you got a ticket, get down here and enjoy it. If you're in the area and you don't have a ticket, I understand it's sold out, but get over to the Corner Brewery, try some of one of these 10 beers that are on tap. I'm looking at the Ipsy Gypsy and a little bit of this Mackinac Island Fudge Stout. A couple great, great brews that they've got going on down here. There's a big barbecue out back. We got Red Rock doing the down some great barbecue.
If you get here quick enough, there's like one bowl of beans left.
I bet he's got more where that came
from. He does. There's a big tray over there. Great, great barbecue.
Yeah, well, coming up next, Bob's going to talk to us about how to make juicier chicken. One way is to cook it on a Tech, but Bob's got another recipe for us. Going to talk a few things about the brewery a little bit, and then we're always going to have a session of Man Law. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.